cloudy and 68 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Last week, the Metro Nashville Police Department began using drones to respond to emergency calls. It's a pilot program that MNPD is testing within 2 miles of the Madison precinct for the next month or so. But as WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports, the program is getting significant community pushback.
The opposition to the program centers on the fact that it never went before the Metro Council. Here's Kelly Chien, a local community safety organizer.
At a minimum, this needs to come to council for a vote, and there needs to be a public hearing.
Nashville has a rule that requires surveillance technology to get explicit approval from the Metro Council. In recent years, the council has leaned against such technology. Mayor Freddie O'Connell said that he doesn't think that rule applies in this case.
It is a pilot. It's very limited. And two, Metro Legal's analysis so far has suggested that it is not triggered the surveillance-based provisions that would require a public hearing.
But Chen says this doesn't hold water.
We have had a lot of success pushing back on surveillance tech. They knew they would have a very hard time getting even a trial program through. And so this is their way of getting around that.
4 years ago, MNPD started using surveillance technology Fusus without council approval. Eventually, public pressure spurred the council to weigh in, and it did not approve. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The mayor of McMinnville has called a special meeting of the Board of Mayor and Aldermen tomorrow evening. The topic? A potential moratorium on data centers, Bitcoin mining, microchip manufacturing, and other similar facilities. According to a post on the city's Facebook page, the policy would affect new applications, approvals, permitting, construction, and expansion. A private developer does plan to build a high-density AI data center in McMinnville for a supercomputing platform. The proposed Hixson data center would require 25 megawatts of power. According to his website, that power would be generated on site. Developers project the facility will be ready to open by the first quarter of 2028. The meeting to discuss the potential moratorium will start at 6 p.m. at the McMinnville City Hall tomorrow night. There will be time for Warren County residents to speak on the topic. Top executives at the Tennessee Valley Authority will not be getting raises. The utility is also cutting about 15 jobs. The TVA is the country's largest public utility provider. President Donald Trump has been calling for shakeups. Trump wanted a $500,000 cap on salaries for the brass. TVA didn't quite do that, but the utility did freeze executive pay. Moving forward, it's reviewing pay scales, and its goal is to not pay more than median for similar roles. Throughout both of his terms, Trump has slammed TVA's CEO for taking multi-million dollar compensation packages. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.